USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
8 people were killed and several others wounded in a mass shooting at an Indianapolis FedEx facility on Thursday night. Multiple other victims are in local hospitals, one of whom is in critical condition. The gunman took his own life, NDPD said in a press conference. Critics accused Twitter Thursday of banning Project Veritas founder James O'Keefe from its platform over the group exposing CNN as a propaganda mouthpiece.
After we released all these bombshell recordings into CNN showing them calling themselves propaganda, it's pretty extraordinary timing, but there are fundamental principles here we have to fight for, and I'm confident we're going to create an army of people that are going to follow in our footsteps. We have no other option. So we are suing Twitter on Monday.
Mr. O'Keefe on Fox News. Project Veritas showed footage of CNN technical director Charles Chester revealing the liberal network's bias and propaganda this week. We are USA Radio News.
Hello, this is Wayne Alaroot for our newest sponsor, Asset Strategies, or ASI for short. ASI is a precious metals powerhouse. They sell gold and silver. Never in history has there been a more important moment to buy gold and silver. ASI has been in business for 39 years. They've served over 20,000 clients and sold $5 billion worth of gold, silver, and precious metals with zero complaints. Last year, gold saw gains of 25%. Silver nearly doubled gold's performance. Now Democrats are in charge. Green New Deal, open borders, free health care for illegals. Bailout broke cities and states. The debt is about to go through the stratosphere. The time to buy is now. The owners of ASI, Michael and Rich Chekin, have been my close personal friends for 16 years. ASI is the company I trust when it comes to buying and selling precious metals. Call now to receive a free consultation and a free 1-ounce Silver Eagle with every qualifying purchase when you mention the Wayne Alaroot Show. Call 800-831-0007. That's 800-831-0007. Or visit AssetStrategies.com.
Republican Vice President Mike Pence had some new hardware installed. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Mike Pence now has a pacemaker. He had the surgery after experiencing a slow heart rate. He's 61 years old. His office reported the procedure was successful, and he's expected to make a full recovery. He's expected to return to his normal activity in a few days. In a statement, Pence said his family had been truly blessed by the work of dedicated healthcare professionals. Pence did have a previously disclosed heart condition.
The American Heart Association says there's about 3 million people worldwide with pacemakers, and each year 600,000 pacemakers are implanted. As Democrats want 4 more justices on the Supreme Court, Speaker Nancy Pelosi says she has no plans to bring the issue to the floor.
I think it's an idea that should be considered. In answer to your question, I have no plans to bring it to the floor. No.
Happy TGIF to you, and thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
NASCAR racing in Richmond, Virginia this weekend. Trucks on Saturday afternoon and the Cup Series on Sunday. Pit crew expert Dion Williams, with 17 years of experience, tells us what to expect from the Richmond track.
What to expect at Richmond Raceway? Long green flag runs. The past 6 races, they've had green flag runs over 100 laps. High tire wear as well. Grippy pit boxes. You won't see 2 tires here. 4 tires every single time. Not to mention, mistakes will be magnified. The difference in 2 to 5 tenths of a second will be the difference in hundreds of feet on the track during the green flag pit stop. These teams better be on their A game, as well as I'm curious to see if Brad Keselowski gets his coveted number 2 pit box where he won from last year, and how many openings will be available for those drivers that pick early on. So I'm curious to see where they end up.
Martin Truex Jr. won the right to choose which pit stop will be his.
And we'll get started with the 19 car.
Hey, Kip, 1, please.
19 takes 1.
Once one of the biggest opponents of allowing people to bet legally on its games, the National Football League on Thursday announced deals with 3 major gambling companies to become official sports betting partners. The league is partnering with Caesars Entertainment, DraftKings, and FanDuel, all of which will get the use of NFL trademarks and official league data, and will integrate their own betting content into media properties, including NFL.com and the league's official app. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.